Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's L-O-N-E-S-T-A-R Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I always on television watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton.
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.
Hi, my name's Joe, and for the first time, I tried out one of those scooters that are around every single city now.
The little electric ones?
Yeah, I had.
Yeah, that get left, in the entrances to parking garages and everything else.
Everywhere. Yeah. Uh-huh. In the rivers,
yeah,
in
when you
trees.
Want to park them, you just throw them in the river.
Yeah,
exactly. It's to make a reef later.
Good luck with your battery.
Yeah, man. So, I had to, it was very busy down here on Saturday and parking. We have a parking deck, so I'm meeting friends. They're not too far, but it was far enough where I was thinking, okay, I should grab one of those bikes or I'll Uber over there. And I looked at Uber and it was going to be a lot of money. They sure were surging. and there are no bikes around. And I'm like, ugh, fine. I'll get on one of these scooters. They seem to work for everyone else. And I finally find one and hop on after I rent it. And it goes about a half a block from where I picked it up from. And then it just won't accelerate.
Okay.
So I stop it and I try and stop the ride and it will not. It won't allow me to. So I just walked away and I emailed my bank and said, if this company tries to charge me, deny it. I don't know if that works,
yeah.
But that's what I did. And it just kept racking up money. And finally, at $28, it stopped. So I emailed the company, too, and I said, your scooter broke on me. Please don't charge me. And they said, thank you for your email. We'll look into it. And then I got an email back when they did look into it, and they said, sorry you experienced this. We looked into it. It turns out you were in a no ride zone, so the throttle is disabled. And I picked it up right here in front of that hotel and went one half block still in front of that hotel.
They probably ditched it there because they had the same problem.
Well, how is that a no ride?
Also,
it's there.
I don't know. I mean, I thought those were to go everywhere in this stupid downtown.
Is there a signal or something you might get other than it just being crappy at working?
No.
It gave me nothing. You would think that there would be, a little red circle with a line through it that says,
no go.
No go zone. or something.
I mean. Yeah, because right on the outside of my neighborhood is like a, you can't take them because it's like the fancier side of the neighborhood, and I live on the not fancy side. So you can take the scooters all around my neighborhood, but the moment you get three blocks down, it does that like, and I'm like, oh, I can't ride where the fancy people live. Okay, because I've tried to do that.
Yeah, they don't want them all dumped there. That's why.
Yeah,
I didn't know that they had all these restrictions.
I knew that they would have like a radius, but I wouldn't have guessed that they would have like
holes
block
in the radius.
To block restrictions like riding on a piece of Swiss cheese.
But I've scooted all downtown. So, Joe, you just got like the dud.
It goes to your house.
Yeah.
Like that's...
From downtown.
Yes.
I get all the way to my house.
Well, good thing you didn't go by that one hotel.
I know.
So they gave me $18 back. I'm still not satisfied with that amount of refund.
I wouldn't be. You spent $10 to go a half of a block, and a block here is not like a big block.
No, and half a block is generous even.
Uh-huh.
It really is. So that's the last time I do that.
So I guess there's a reason that scooter was sitting there.
I guess so. Like, what the hell?
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
Yeah, I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.